Hello?
Oh, hi, Pablo. It's Tina from Local Schlep. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I was following up with you.
Give me
one
second.
Yes, I'll wait for you. Take your time. No problem.
I'm gonna back here just for a minute. I'm gonna take a phone call. I'll run back. I'm gonna get this out of the way just in case. I'll be right back. Okay, 5 minutes.
Hello?
Hi, Pablo.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, good. How are things going with helping your dad?
Oh, they're good. I'm actually getting some things out of the way for him from the back of the warehouse. I haven't gotten an answer back from my buddy. My friend Caesar is supposed to be able to help me out.
Okay.
He is in between deciding if he's going to quit his job and come work for me. So
okay.
If we put it, so this is my question. So I already made the first payment. So we put it on hold. Does that just like mess up the whole, basically you guys just eat out the whole month that I already paid for?
Yeah, kind of. But what I could do is when you're ready to reinstate it, I could give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, which would help us finish the setup process. Because I see that.
So right now, what is left to set up?
The video verification that Google is requiring. They sent you guys an email. And it's a quick process. It's not like a Zoom call with Google or anything. It's just Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into the area and steal clients, right?
Okay.
So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So that video verification, all it is where you would go in and take pictures of a couple of things to show that you're valid, whether it be a business license or insurance or a work vehicle with a California license plate or anything like that, your equipment or your tools. And then once Google reviews that, they say, okay, this is a real business in the area and we can publish them, okay? So
sounds
that
good.
Email, I think, has 7 or 8 suggestions on it of things that Google will accept. Don't stress out and think that you have to send every item on that list. If you only have 2 or 3 of them, that's perfectly fine. Just, you know, upload what you have, and that way we'll get the business verified. You know, I think that that would probably be better for you to complete that part right now before it goes on hold, because once Google verifies it and publishes it, then we could always, you know, when you're ready to reinstate it, pick up on the programming where we left off, and then that's, you know, you'll be ahead of the game then because the listing will already be verified.
Done. Okay, look, let's do this. So don't put it on hold. So actually go back to California. Let's see. Back and forth. Okay, so I should actually be able to do it maybe next weekend. I can be around and do the verification. Is there any way you can wait for me till next week? So that way I could look over the email this week. And by next week when I'm there,
of course.
Go ahead and just knock that out really quick and make sure we're verified before we put it on hold.
Mm-hmm. That will help you. And the next billing right now isn't until May 11th, but I realize that's still only 10 days away. So I'm going to still apply that 2 weeks on the back end right now, which will give you till May 25th. But
before
if you
the
get
next
the
payment?
Right, exactly. So if you get the video verification done next week and you want to go on hold then, that's fine. You know, I'll still give you an extra 2 weeks for free when you reinstate it. But I'm just doing that now just in case, because I know how, you know, when you're running a business and you have so many things, just in case it doesn't get done within the next 10 days, I don't want you guys to get hit again.
Perfect.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I completely understand. So I won't have to worry about my payment until the 25th.
Yeah, May 25th. I just put that extra 2 weeks on there for you. Mm-hmm. And then I'll resend the instructions too for the video verification.
If you can, please. That would be great.
Yeah, it'll say it'll address Sarah, but I know that you know the account's under you.
That's my wife. So now, one quick question. So most likely, I will be honest with you. My licensing and insurance and all that is at the old house. And so the whole thing with my dad, I've been moving around places to places, helping him out. I've to be 100% honest, I don't know where that is. And if I'm just going for a quick weekend, I'm most likely not going to find it. Do you think that's going to be a problem? That way I just honestly avoid myself even flying out there and just, you know.
So if you don't have it, if you don't have it, then Google will accept if it's like a business card with the address or an invoice with the address. Or
okay,
again,
I could do that. That's not a problem. I could find a couple invoices.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do my work truck. Now, the only thing is the work truck is under my brother's name. Does that matter? The truck is
my
name?
They're not going to check who it's registered to. They just
perfect.
It's just to prove that you're a valid business in the area, because believe me, there's a lot of corporations that'll come in and they'll save a ton of money on Google pay-per-click ads if they can get on the maps locally. So sometimes they try to do shady things and pretend like they're a business in the area when they're not, right? So
makes sense. I got you. Makes sense. Yeah, not a problem. So then you know what I'm going to go ahead and do? I'm going to book a flight for next weekend, and I'm just going to go ahead and just verify it. So if you could touch bases with me Monday of the following week after that, that way maybe we can put the account on hold, or maybe I'll already have a solution for you. So he already provided for me his number. He's just very undecided. He doesn't know if he wants to continue with his company or if he wants to come over to my company, you know, so I'm honestly just waiting for him. As soon as I get the green light from him, I'll go ahead and I'll put his phone number on file so the calls can go directly to him while I'm out of town, you know?
That's smart. Yeah, exactly. You want to make sure your bases are covered. But, okay, so the following Monday after next week is the 12th.
Yeah,
so
this weekend I won't be able to fly
then.
Out. It's too much of a short notice. Yeah, so this weekend's too much of a short notice. I'll go ahead and file everything so somebody can help me out the weekend I'm gone. So the following weekend, I'll be able to go ahead and fly out. I'll go ahead and do all the videos. I have no problem with that. I have a ton of equipment. Like I said, this is my second company. This is a second business that I have. It's just a smaller business. So I have a ton of equipment, which won't be a problem.
I'm excited for you. Yeah, that's great. And then just because Sarah's on here as the main contact, I want to add you as a point of contact, too. So is
not
yours the same last name? Or if it's different, I'll update your last name.
Yeah, same as Severetti. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Severetti. Okay, so I'll put you on here, too, as an authorized user, and then she's on there as well. So either one of you can call in and make updates. And then
when
I send the email to spotless.powerwashing11@gmail.com, you'll be able to pull up the instructions.
Yeah, I got that on my phone, so that's not a problem. As soon as you send it out, I'll be able to go ahead and look over the email.
Okay, sounds good. So I'm resending that to you now. I know it's not going to be applicable until next weekend, but at least you have it for when you do need it. And, you know, if you have any trouble next week, you know, uploading it or anything, you can always call us, but it's pretty simple. It usually takes less than 10 minutes.
Sounds good. What was your name again?
My name again is Tina. I'm at extension 777. You want me to text it to you just so you have it?
Yeah. Well, no, I have that tattooed on me, so I won't forget your extension.
Oh, I love it. That's great.
Well, thank you so much once again, Tina. I appreciate everything you did for me. Like I said, I'm sorry about the inconvenience. This is something I was definitely not expecting. But I'll go ahead and take care of it next week.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to follow up, because, you know, it was kind of in limbo and I didn't want it to just sit there and then, you know, keep billing until I spoke with you, you know. So I thought I'll just follow up and just double check. Yeah, I'll stay on it, too, even if, you know, I don't reach you. We miss each other on that Monday or something. You could always call me or text me, or, you know, I'll be following up with you again. Okay.
Sounds good. Like I said, thank you, Tina. I appreciate you taking the time to call, and I'll be ready hopefully by Monday.
Perfect. Okay. Have a great rest of your week, too.
You too, Tina. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. You too. Bye.